Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Hamas have freed two elderly women who were taken hostage during the group's deadly rampage through southern Israel earlier this month. A Hamas video shows them being handed over to representatives from the International Committee of the Red Cross. Before leaving, one of the women, Yochaved Lifshitz, turned to a masked gunman, shakes his hand and says shalom, the Hebrew word for peace. Qatar and Egypt helped mediate talks that led to their release. Yochaved's grandson, Daniel Lifshitz, said it was a huge relief.
We're very emotional and happy of the formal announcement that my grandmother and Nurit Cooper are coming back to us due to a humanitarian act. And I'm very excited, as we all are here expecting them. We just hope that she's okay and in good health.
An Israeli government minister has dismissed the release of the hostages as an attempt by Hamas to buy time. Amichai Chikli said the decision would not stop Israeli forces moving into Gaza and destroying the group. He said there was nothing humanitarian about Hamas.
I see it as a manipulation, as an attempt to buy time and to fool the international community. As long as we have children, babies, innocent civilians kidnapped by Hamas terrorists, there's nothing to discuss, and there is nothing that is related to humanitarian thoughts that they have.
There's been no let-up in the bombardment of the territory. Hamas health officials say more than 5,000 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. Some attacks have hit southern Gaza, the area where Israel told Palestinians to move for their own safety. Members of a militia in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro have set fire to 35 buses after one of their leaders was killed by the police. The burning of the vehicles has caused major disruption. Paddy Maguire reports.
Mateus da Silva Rezende was second in command of the largest paramilitary group in Rio State. He died on Monday in a shootout in the west of Rio City, where the buses were torched in apparent revenge for his killing. The city's mayor said the militia members were idiots as well as criminals. The groups were initially formed in the 1990s as self-defense forces against drugs gangs in Rio. Many members are former police officers, but they have since evolved into organized crime gangs whose turf wars blight West Rio.
The United States has confirmed that the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will travel to Washington later this week for high-level meetings. The trip is a follow-up to a visit by his American counterpart Antony Blinken to Beijing in June. U.S. officials hope the talks will maintain open channels of communication and reduce tension between the two countries. Relations fell to a new low earlier this year because of a controversy over an alleged Chinese spy balloon. World News from the BBC. An inquest is opening in New Zealand into the deaths of 51 people who were murdered by a white supremacist in a gun attack on two mosques. The Australian Brenton Tarrant is already serving a life sentence for the killings in Christchurch 4 years ago. The inquest will look at the circumstances surrounding his victims' deaths. Mickey Bristow reports.
The inquest will examine events from the start of the shooting in Christchurch to the arrest of the suspect. It will look at how the police and medical teams responded to the emergency and whether anything could have been done to save any of the victims. The gunman was convicted 3 years ago, and there's already been one lengthy report into his rampage. But the New Zealand coroner said this inquest would scrutinise issues not fully covered elsewhere and do so in a public forum.
Reports from the Democratic Republic of Congo say 40 people have died after a passenger boat capsized on a river. The wooden riverboat, known as a whaler, was carrying passengers and goods when it went down on Saturday night or the early hours of Sunday morning on the Lulonga River. Officials in Mexico say at least 11 police officers have been killed in an armed attack in Guerrero State. The head of security for the municipality of Coyeca de Benitez is reported to be among the dead. Local media say some of the victims were handcuffed before being executed. The identity of the attackers isn't clear, but the area has been plagued by violence related to drug trafficking. A former employee of the US National Security Agency has pleaded guilty to 6 counts of attempted espionage. Jarrah Sebastian Dalkey tried to share samples of classified information with someone he thought was a Russian agent last year. That person was, in fact, working for the FBI. Dalkey then asked for $85,000 to transfer further secret documents to the same agent. He faces life in prison. BBC News.